That's Brumby with Lee Johnson. Lee, how on earth have you come away with nothing out of that game? It's one you've dominated, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think the players and myself feel a little bit hard done by because they've given everything and we've won everything, really, every stat apart from the most important one. And I don't know what we've done. I don't know whether we've got to get the place exercised from demons. I don't know. But we didn't deserve to lose that game. And we've had, I think, 19 odd chances or shots on goal. Keeper's had a worldie. Two shots against, two goals. And it's disappointing. But I think there's signs of encouragement there. And even the fans understood that the players give of their all. I could see them getting a bit frustrated. It's difficult to explain to them that Ivan Toney's been ill for the last 2 days and been puking up and been sick. So I forgive them for that one. And we've just got to go again, keep going, because a lot of our play was good today. And like I say, just sorry for the lads, really, more than anything, because the effort they put in, they were the better side.
The goals you conceded either side of the break, they came at a wrong time, and from a defensive point of view, maybe you should have done better?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that. And there's a sort of little pattern that creeps up on us. And teams have a way of playing against us. And sometimes we struggle to deal with that. But by the same token, we probably should have been 3-0 up at the time. We conceded the first goal. And that wouldn't have been unjust to the game. So, yeah, there's a couple of things that does happen on a consistent basis. And it's no fluke. So we'll have to, Jeff, try and rectify that.
Lots of positives. Connor had a terrific game. Adam gets another game under his belt and was terrific. Had a super shot, which was tipped over by Annick. There are lots of positives from this performance, despite the result.
Well, thank you, because it's nice to hear that, especially from guys like yourself who you know, understand the sort of plight we're going through and how disappointed we are that we've had this run of results. And I think everybody can see that we can pull ourselves out of it. We just need that bit of quality or that bit of luck, and it will come, I'm sure of it. And like I say, we continue to stick to our values and stick to our principles, and we can still go on a run.
Games like this, when things aren't going for you, do you need strong officials as well? Because there were, I don't know, 2, 3, maybe 4 penalty shouts, a shove, a couple of handballs, and, you know, you need the referee to see those, don't you?
Yeah, I think I've got to be careful, because if I start calling out the referees, people say I was making excuses, but thank you. I'll agree with you in the comments that you've made, because you're right. And but, again, we've still had enough domination and enough opportunities at goal to not require that help or that correct decision-making. And certainly on a couple of those occasions, as you've said, we should have had them.
In terms of the lads in there, they'll be disappointed, but lots of positives. Mention Adam. What about Ivan? Since he's come in, he's done very well, played the other night. He's played through the sort of pain barrier today, and plenty more to come from him.
Yeah, I mean, he's mobile, he's strong, he wins his flick-ons, he's had a couple of shots, he threatens the opposition. And you could see he wasn't just quite 100% today, but I asked him for a 60 minutes of total effort, and I thought he gave it. So he was on his last legs when we took him off, due to obviously being drained by the sickness bug that he's had to, the ordeal he's had to undertake.
And last couple of games, 4-4-2 formation seems to work well. And it's good to have the ammunition like you had with Sam coming off the bench to try and get you back in the game.
Yeah, I think that's important. And do you know what I mean? Ideally, you'll have a squad that you've got two real competitors for each position. We've definitely got that up front now, and particularly in that style. We've had to do a lot of work on the midfielders to get them comfortable playing a two. But given the fact that we've got some decent options up front, and now some wide men, particularly if Ryan Williams comes back, then we should have competition in most areas, and hopefully that will be the sort of uprising of us.
And finally, from me, what's your message to the fans? Majority of them will be pleased with what they've seen and the efforts that the lads have put in today.
Yeah, well, I think stick with us, you know. So they don't deserve it. We don't deserve it, that result today. And we can only turn it around together. And we know that we said it's going to take a couple of windows to get where we want, but actually we're probably like 85-90% of the way there already now. And it's only a couple of minor tweaks probably to the playing staff and getting a couple of people fit that I think that we can really go and give us another 10% in games like that, and that goes to get you like a 3 or 4 nil win. Because we have got a lot of energy, we've got quality now with the likes of Hamill, we've got options up front, and we're just a bit light in a couple of areas, but hopefully that will come as the windows move closer.